Today is the 28th annual National Coming Out Day. It's often a big decision for teenagers to tell their family and friends they are LGBT. WBUR's Tanya Mosley this morning shares the story of a high school basketball player from Hyannis and his push for acceptance from his team and his community. A warning, this story includes homophobic slurs.
How do you feel about the Red Sox?
It's pretty common to see Jonathan Peters bouncing his basketball around Sturgis Charter High School in Hyannis. From as far back as he could remember, this 18-year-old has had a passion for watching and playing sports, any sport.
I've always been a big football fan, baseball fan. Our family has season tickets to the Celtics.
Peters is now a senior at Sturgis Charter and the coach of the junior varsity basketball team. But the fact that he's even playing sports is a pretty big deal. Peters is a triplet, and he, his brother Connor, and sister Sydney were born at 26 weeks. His mom, Linda Peters, notes he was the smallest, weighing in at just over a pound.
He literally came out of the womb fighting. He was just a fighter from the beginning.
The first 6 months of the triplets' lives were spent in the neonatal intensive care unit, where nurses knew Jonathan by name. He was the one who would pull out his oxygen tubes 5 to 6 times a day.
It was almost funny in the NICU. Every time there was a huge alarm that went off, everyone knew who it was. So this is kind of who we've had all along.
But as Peters grew up, there was another internal alarm that filled him with so much dread and anxiety, he'd spend nights crying himself to sleep. On the basketball court, Peters and his teammates talked a lot of trash, as he calls it, using words like faggot and sissy to push each other to run faster and jump higher. That was a problem because Peters is gay.
I'd hear certain things like, you know, homophobic slurs, and I'd always be hypervigilant about the way I, you know, stood and ran because you don't want to appear, you know, gay.
One day, while watching ESPN with his father, a documentary called The Courage Game came on.
I wish I could have come out to my teammates. I couldn't do it. I had to hold it in.
It was just a lot of self-hate, a lot of, you know, denying who you were.
On the show, gay pro and college athletes spoke about the pressures of living up to the stereotype of the macho, heterosexual athlete. While watching, Peters thought, why wait until college? And so he came out to his mom and dad, and then to his team. And everyone was supportive.
They embraced me and, you know, gave me hugs.
It doesn't always turn out this way. The Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Network conducted a survey in 2011 of over 8,500 LGBT students from across the country. What they found was that only 23% of LGBT students played sports in school. Many of them reported being harassed or assaulted because of their sexual orientation, and some even said they were deterred from playing sports because their presence would be disruptive.
I hear a lot from being in the LGBTQ community about just how much harassment some kids go through, some of my friends.
Peters now wants to get rid of the stigma at the high school level around being gay and playing sports. He's become a school leader and has gotten more than 100 student athletes on Cape Cod to make a pledge to no longer bully or use homophobic language. Peters' dad, Jim, a former school principal, says he can already feel a changing of the tide.
This would not have been happening in my early days as a school leader. You wouldn't have had kids being so strong and bold. School leaders were hesitant because we hadn't been faced with it. It's a changing world for the better in that way, but it's never going to be perfect. You're always going to need the school leaders like this. You're always going to need the Jonathan Peters to step up and do what's right.
His dad says this action is a show of his son's fighting spirit, the one he was born with.
You know, to this day, you feel bad that you didn't have the conversations earlier. But he's from a very young age. He was a genuine, kind, supportive kid.
Jim Peters is proud that his son is driving the momentum towards greater acceptance on and off the court. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Tanya Mosley.